From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The push continues to convince enough senators that passage of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act will provide certainty for both farm owners and workers while battling inflation. After passing for the second time in the House, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse feels like senators are coming around.
I think I can best say at this point, we have been making a lot of progress with the Senate. A lot of important work has been happening between senators and House members and the staff of offices in both the Senate and the House. A lot of ideas are being exchanged and paper being exchanged. So a lot of conversations happening, and I'm very encouraged by that.
Today's labor challenges, Newhouse says, are not lost on the Senate.
I think I've said before that there is a growing number of senators that understand the critical nature of this problem and why agriculture needs a legal workforce.
Newhouse says the need is becoming more and more clear.
Labor is short to begin with. Legal labor is very short, so we need reforms in the H-2A program. So I'm very encouraged by what I see as progress.
The bill would establish a program for workers to earn legal status, more flexibility for employers, critical protection for workers, and an E-Verify system for all ag employment. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.